Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Good day, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Hope everybody had a fantastic weekend. Yeah, I know it sucks that the weekend had to come to an end, but we have to get Monday started and get the week going, so let's do it. It's the 8th of August, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way in around 5 minutes. Well, here's something I didn't ever expect from Apple. Getting into the electricity business. Yeah. Now, a few months ago, we did kind of hear some rumors about Apple Energy. And the reason why those rumors came about is because they established a new company called Apple Energy. Now it's looking like those rumors could be true, at least according to Bloomberg, because Apple now has official permission to start selling power back to wholesale markets. Yes, you heard me say that right, wholesale markets. So that doesn't mean that Apple is going to be becoming a public utility anytime soon. Of course, this all has to do with Apple putting a big focus on renewable energy,
with Tim Cook at the helm,
and of course, building that massive 130 megawatt solar farm in California. So for now, don't be looking for your power bill to have an Apple logo on it. I say for now, because who knows in a few years. Facebook decided to copy Snapchat over the weekend. Yeah. Now, we all know that Instagram has Instagram stories now, which is basically just a Snapchat ripoff. So I guess Zuck figured, we're ripping off. Let's just keep ripping. However, though, this new ripoff is only confined to two markets, Canada and Brazil. And a lot of it has to do with the start of the 2016 Olympic Games in Rio. And as you guess, just like Snapchat, you'll be able to add all those little effects to your face and all that sort of stuff. And if you're in Canada, yeah, you can slap a Canadian flag on your cheek, eh? So, if you are in Canada or just happen to be hanging out in Rio and you got an iOS or Android device, then you can probably test this out. Well, the world is slowly becoming more Pokemon nuts. That's because Pokemon Go has came out in 15 other countries over the weekend. Some of those countries include Cambodia, Indonesia, Malaysia, right here in the Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, Vietnam, Taiwan, Fiji, and a few other countries. Now, truth be told, a lot of people started playing the game before it was actually officially launched in these countries, but now it's officially available, so you can get it straight from the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. Of course, as you know, the BTN News Show is recorded in the Philippines, and I actually didn't know it was officially available here until I looked out my window and everybody looking down at their phones walking around the neighborhood. And it's officially here now. And finally, going a little nostalgic today on your end, finally, for a Monday. Would you know that it was 25 years ago today that the first website actually went public? And it was the most plain Jane website you could ever imagine. It was Tim Berners-Lee's description of the World Wide Web Project. And it went live August 6, 1991. Now, the project was actually announced on Usenet Group. Yeah, remember that? Still actually going. But it took all the way to August 23rd before anybody actually started visiting the site. Now, all this, yes, got the ball rolling in 1991, but mainstream World Wide Web actually didn't start happening to 1993. So, for commemorating this date, I thought I'd play this sound for you. Remember that? That's the sound of slowness. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The BTN website, check it out right this very second. britishtechnetwork.com. All the BTN shows are over there. Get subscribed to shows like The Max Show, The Big Show, of course, The News Show, The Gamer Show, and so many others. Also, you can get subscribed to all these wonderful shows on iTunes as well. Check out the British Tech Network on Facebook at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And our Slack room, of course, for our BTN community. You can find it at britishtech.slack.com. The news show shall be returning for your Tuesday installment, getting you caught up in the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, lean back in that chair, prop that feet up on the desk and smile and say, yeah, it's Monday. I'll start working tomorrow. And thank you very much for listening. And as you guessed, just like with Snapchat, you're going to be able to add reality effects to videos and